tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things were not seen. But Dr. Tony Evans, a well-known pastor of Oak Cliff Baptist Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and a known author and a Christian writer, gives his, in my opinion, one of the best definitions of faith that's outside of the Bible of what faith is. He says this. He said, faith is acting as if something is true when it doesn't appear to be true.
All right.
In order that it might be shown to be true, simply because God says it's true. That's faith. I'm going to say that again. He said, faith is acting as if something is true when it doesn't appear to be true, in order that it might be shown to be true. Simply because God said it's true. That's faith. In other words, that's getting a job before you fill out the application. Faith is acting as if something is true when it doesn't appear to be true, in order that it might be shown to be true, simply because God said it's true. And if God said it, that means that it's going to what? Come to pass. I'm going to talk about it now. Y'all were shouting out on the song and stuff. Now we're going to get into the word. Now, it may tarry some, you know, your action may tarry, and it may not come right away, but you can see it. Yeah, he may not come. The old folks had that thing, right? He may not come when you want him to. So how many know that he's already on time? Because you've seen some thing for what it really is, and no matter what's going on the outside, but on the inside, I'm confident that when God shows up, he's going to show up. In order for the human heart to maintain love for a sovereign God, yeah, who does not act if in predictable ways, but you know without a shadow of a doubt that faith must affirm what it cannot prove. It must affirm what that it cannot prove. I can't prove it. I can't prove his ontological existence. I can't prove or affirm that he's in heaven on the throne, but I got some evidence. I got some experience that if it was not for the Lord, I wouldn't be where I am today.
Take you and bring you into his house. And
you become somebody in the Lord. I don't know. I need some folks in here who got some stuff that you don't want to come out. Some decisions that you made that you should not have made. Some skeletons in your somebody in here to help me testify that it gets hard sometimes. It gets hard. relieved to see Jesus leave. Get out of the city. They were happy. And then there was another crowd who was joyful, excited to welcome Jesus when he returned back to his home called Capernaum. Now, in that latter crowd who welcomed Jesus, watch this. There was a wealthy synagogue officer, Roman officer, named Jairus, who was a servant, who had a servant who was sick unto death, the Bible says. Jairus favored his servant. He loved his servant to a point he wanted not to lose him in death. The Bible says that Jairus heard that Jesus was back in his own city. Y'all know the story. This Roman heard that Jesus was back in the city. This Roman synagogue heard that Jesus was back in the city. And you know, when we heard that Jesus was back, he sent some leaders from the Jewish community asking him to come to the house and heal my servant. Y'all know the story, don't you? They came to Jesus and begged him, saying,